Hello, good evening. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And let me go ahead and move forward, Dancer. We can definitely go ahead and proceed. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election before you assign the Florida legislature and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. And in what year were you born, please?
1949?
Correct. You're breaking up?
Yes.
Okay. And are you or anyone in your household is of Hispanic or Latino descent? Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
White. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Gotten off on the wrong track.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Chad Klitzman.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
I've heard of him, but I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. Would you say in that case you are unable to give an opinion, or you've never heard of him?
Not able to give an opinion.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Barbara Sharif?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Moving forward now, if the Democratic Party for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., for whom would you vote? Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, or Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Klitzman.
Okay, Chad Klitzman. How certain are you that you would vote for Chad Klitzman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Education, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, home and property insurance, healthcare, voting rights, climate change and the environment. Select one.
I would say abortion or birth control rights.
Protecting reproductive rights?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate.
Is that with a high school graduate, four-year college graduate?
No. Graduate school passed for 4 years.
Four-year college graduate. Postgraduate or just 4 years?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Don.
Don?
Yes, that's correct.
Donald. Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Bye-bye.
You have a great one. Bye.